This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, it is Tuesday. Yes, you can take that to the bank. But what would you get for it if you took it to the bank? Could you exchange? When's the last time you went to the bank and you went to a teller and said, I have some information, would you give me some money?
How about I'll exchange this Tuesday for a Saturday? Does that work?
Jennifer Horn, so sweet to hear your voice. And followed up by a chuckle from Victoria Keelan. Sweet. How sweet it is to be here with you. How sweet it is to be here with you. You can put that to music. Right? Everybody ready for me to sing that, or shall I bring Stevie Wonder in to have his way with us? The good news
Doug
today
Steffen
is...
Doug Steffen versus Stevie Wonder? Really?
I can at least see the music.
Oh. Well, at least he can sing it.
Oh, Sarah.
Whammo.
The kid from Baltimore.
Whammo.
The shot at the
right.
Boss. Oh, ho! Oh.
I grew up on the city streets. I'm so hard.
Right. All right, so good news today. Unemployment is the lowest it has been since George Bush was the president. He's the president and resident. That was Bush. All right, so... Is that good news? Yeah, that's good news for the economy. Economy pretty strong. There are people who say, though, it's at the hands of insensitivity and cruelty. We're doing horrible things to our country, and it'll sooner or later go down the bush. Oh, excuse me. Down the
drain?
Down the drain. So I find it interesting to listen to or hear all the speculation about the new president of France and how, according to those, Jennifer, who are a bit right of center, it's the end of the world. Can you imagine a liberal like that being the president of France? When, in fact, I understand it perfectly, because the French are wax jobs, good guy, are whack jobs for the most part anyway. But I don't think this was an outrageous move, frankly, when you understand French thinking, even though they are upset about immigration issues, to be sure. They're not as upset as the Brits, not as upset as the Germans. And this guy, I really think, for what it's worth, my own process of looking at him, he didn't get really elected, and I'm not discounting his philosophy, but he really didn't get elected because of his philosophy as much as what he looks like and his wife. I just think that there was a fascination with him.
Because he's sort of handsome?
He's good looking, and his wife is 30 years older than he is. I think the French are fascinated with that. I think there is, by the way, the first call he made after he said thank you, everybody, was to Donald Trump. And it's interesting to get the piece. Was Ivanka there or just in Germany a couple of weeks ago?
She was just in Germany.
In Germany, okay. Mm-hmm. So I find two things. I'm just dropping this on you, and you can use it as conversation. You can say, yeah, Doug, you're right, or no, or this is what I think, blah, blah, blah. Because that's really what my job is, to throw them out there, throw the grenades, and then let everybody react. So my first reaction to the guy who's new president of France is that he didn't get elected because he's a liberal. And number two, it's becoming more clear to me every day, if you want Donald Trump to think about something, make sure you call Ivanka. There is a more and more and more I see the sorts of things that are there. And it's bothering some of the right-wingers who, through Pence, are having quite a good time at the moment because they're of influence. But Ivanka isn't coming there from there. And her father's an easy ear because he's not really coming from there either. So, those are my two hand grenades as we begin this hour of conversation. Ladies, take it away.
Well, you know, I'll just say, you know, it's interesting. In the last hour, you were talking about Macron and how, I guess people were, the right-wingers in France were upset that he was elected because he's liberal. But, you know, everyone compares Marine...
The right-wingers over here are more upset.
Well, yeah, well, everyone compares Marine Le Pen to Donald Trump because she's anti-immigration, et cetera, et cetera. But Macron, who won, is the one who doesn't have any political experience except in, like, the last year. And, you know, we always say that Donald Trump isn't really Republican or he's not really conservative.
Right.
So it's kind of funny because they have comparisons,
they have more
too.
In common than you would have thought. Very good, Kara. You get an A-plus for that.
And I don't know if it was a big surprise that he won. I mean, when you had the primary a few weeks ago, there were over 11 candidates, and most of them were politically lined up with where Macron was. And so that's why Le Pen did as well as she did, because she was something different in a top two primary. But everybody else kind of coalesced behind Macron. So I don't know if it's because he was his wife. I think it's more has to do with the fact that he's 39. He's got energy behind him. And truly, France is just very liberal. So if you're... I think they feel more comfortable with someone who's a centrist, but Marine Le Pen is not all that conservative. That's what's really funny about this. She's conservative on immigration issues, but by our standards, she wouldn't necessarily be all that conservative. So I don't know that that's necessarily... It's hard to compare their system with ours. Mm-hmm. And Condoleezza Rice did this thing over the weekend. She was the Secretary of State under Bush, and she's got a book out, and she was all over the place talking about it. But she was talking about this populist movement that we've seen with Brexit and with Trump winning and with Marine Le Pen having success in France. And she said, just because Macron won doesn't necessarily mean that this movement doesn't have impact, because Macron is now very much forced to talk about immigration and refugee issues, which he would have never done by choice. But because of this movement, he had to talk about it in order to beat Marine Le Pen. So it kind of still bubbles, even if it wasn't an all-out victory for populism.
Another A-plus for Jennifer. All right. The heat's on, Victoria. They both
got
A-pluses.
Oh, no, my work's done. I've been totally represented by my two wonderful colleagues.
How are you?
Well, all I know is I can only add my family's perspective, who is in France. They said that for them and their friends and neighbors talking about the election, that I think that people did think, maybe even, well, my godparents are Trump supporters, very, very Republican. They thought Le Pen was like whack job out there, out to lunch, like crazy.
She didn't do a thing for me.
They just said that they were all breathing a sigh of relief. So, and they're huge Trump supporters. So they kind of thought, I think over there, they kind of thought of Le Pen as even more of a Bernie Sanders type, like kind of crazy, wacky.
No. No.
Well, no, that's, I'm telling you
but
what
they
told.
About it. Yeah,
no, but that's, what, no, no, I'm just saying, that's from their perspective. If there was a crazy candidate, it would have been more of a Jill Stein, Bernie Sanders, is how they viewed the sort of extremist views of Le Pen.
Ah, okay. All right, focus on Ireland and blasphemy in a moment here as we continue the DJV experience. The fact that next Sunday, it is this Sunday, not next Sunday, this Sunday, I've got to use my own jargon correctly, this Sunday, this weekend, is Mother's Day. How have you decided to show your appreciation to your mom, M-O-M? Mother's Day. There is time for you to get it done. Get it done? What is it? It is sending your mother Sherry's berries. These huge. When I just take a deep breath, you all want to just jump in with huge?
Huge.
Huge. That's only huge. One of three. Huge.
I'm not a fan of the way he says that, so.
Huge. Huge. Yeah, but it's supposed to be amusing, Victoria.
Well, he doesn't say his H's, so that's not really amusing.
Huge. Well, that's more of a Queens thing. It's a Jewish thing, too, isn't it?
Yeah, but when you're from Queens or Brooklyn, it's all the same.
Okay. Anyway, this is how we bring Trump gets into everything, including strawberries. Isn't it amazing? These freshly dipped strawberries that you're going to send to your mother, hopefully, starting at $19.99 plus shipping, available at berries, berries.com. The only way to get this amazing berries deal, starting at $19.99, is to visit berries.com. But this is only the beginning. I have an exclusive deal for today only. Ready? Everybody ready?
Ready.
$5 and you double the berries. Today only. I always love these people because every day they got a different promotion and it's cool. Tomorrow, who knows what the promotion is, but today you get for $19.99 one dozen strawberries that are delightfully dipped in chocolate with all kinds of other things, chocolate chips and nuts and that sort of thing. So it's $19.99 for a dozen plus shipping. For an extra $5 more, yep, you heard me right, $5, double the berries. So you get 24 berries for another $5. You ready? Get them delivered tomorrow. Have them delivered every day from now to Mother's Day. She's going to appreciate that. You'll love it. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner at berries.com and use the code DJV. Double your berries for Mom for $5. You got till midnight tonight to do that, so do it right now while you're thinking about it. Berries.com. The code is DJV.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
There are two things every parent wants when their child goes to college: for their child to do well, and a way to afford it. Now, with Discover Student Loans, parents can have the best of both worlds. Not only do our loans cover up to 100% of school-certified costs with zero fees, but we'll give them a cash reward for each new student loan if they earn at least a 3.0 GPA or equivalent. That means every A in history or B in math could help them earn a cash reward for good grades. Just one of the many ways we treat you like you'd treat you. Apply now in 15 minutes or less at discoverstudentloans.com. Limitations apply.
Using the Groupon app, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day, like haircuts. Because even if you don't need a haircut, you're eventually going to need a haircut. Unless you're bald, in which case Groupon can save you a lot of money on skincare. The point is, using Groupon can save you up to $100 a week. Getting a massage? Check Groupon. Mani-pedi? Check Groupon. Looking for nearby yoga classes? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Okay. We're going to talk about blasphemy in the next half hour. Right now, I want to... This is another thought process that I have been wondering about. The Air Force had a top-secret space plane. It was out and about. The X-37B for the last 718 days in orbit came back yesterday at Kennedy Space Center. Cool. Everybody is happy. Nobody knows what it's doing. But my question is... If it's a top-secret space plane, why do we know about it at all? If it's a secret...
Don't tell anybody.
Yeah. What's the point? Is it retired now? Is that why?
No, they're
going to
send it back up again later this year. Put it into orbit again. It's been up three or four times. Put it on the end of an Atlas V rocket. Psh, up it goes. And it's doing something that is secret. What is it doing? Ooh, 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 ooh.
Huh.
But why even tell... The story that it's going up, why even let anybody know anything about it? You don't think that now the people, oh, it's a secret space plane. What is, I sound like Joe Crummy when I, Joe is a radio personality, ladies and gentlemen, who appears in this program from time to time. Anyway, I just thought it was amusing more than anything else. And there are people who say, this isn't amusing. How do we know what they're doing? We should know. Are they testing a new weapon? Are they spying on us? What's the mystery?
About it. I think you laid out the case.
Yeah.
Either a new weapon or they're spying on us.
Right. So, again, if they want it to be a secret, why tell anybody anything about it? Or does it just, is this just good reporting? Somebody's digging and they found, they stand there and they watch every day for the launches and... And you go and you say, hey, what was that rocket? Just went, oh, we can't tell you. It's a top secret.
Look away.
Right. You can't talk about that. 21 after the hour.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass.
With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Well, now it's all going to pot, whether we like it or not. Best I can tell, the world's gone to hell, and we're sure gonna miss it a lot. All the whiskey in Lynchburg, Tennessee, stood and hit the spot. I got a $100 bill, friend, to keep your pills. Oh, it's all the way to pot.
Hey.
Cackle babble head in the box.
All right.
I think I'm dumb as a rock.
Drug, the whole business about drugs and country music has been the subject matter of lots of speculation in any number of vehicles. There have been a lot of people in music. There you go back. How far back does the weed go, by the way? Anybody know how far back people smoked marijuana?
It's a good question.
100 years ago, 200 years ago? Back to the
Indians would pass the peace pipe, right?
Yeah, and that's what they call it, begins with a P. Peyote? Is that the same as
peyote will make you puke your guts out in the desert like Jim Morrison did in the movie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But, I mean, the Jamaicans, the Rastafarians, they've been smoking it for however long they've been around, right?
Yeah, a long time. So, normally, or earlier
on. Wow, I have an answer. Do you want to hear this one?
Yeah, yeah.
2727 BC. This goes back to the Chinese Emperor Shen Niang. In 2727 BC, that's the oldest known written record of cannabis use.
Either that or some pot guy was like, oh, dude, Shen Niang.
Yeah.
put it in a Wikipedia page.
It said ancient Greeks and Romans were also familiar with cannabis, and in the Middle East, it was used throughout the Islamic Empire all the way to North Africa.
Really?
In 1545, it came to the Western Hemisphere with the Spaniards.
The reason not to like those bastards at Daesh. All right, so anyway, originally here in our country, it was associated with jazz musicians, but apparently now it is associated more with country music. Thus, the Willie Nelson in the background. Also, though, Johnny Cash was known to have used the Waxter weed from time to time. Of all these people, Charlie Daniels, Waylon Jennings, lots and lots of them have sung about drug use in one form or another, and whether it's the recreational part of it or whether, you know, we make fun of it, but it's really an addictive thing, and I'm not sure that we've headed in the right direction by legalizing it. It's going to be used anyway, so maybe you tax it and help yourself. Also, some of the more modern country artists, Jen Eric Church, Ashley Monroe, Jamie Johnson have written songs about marijuana as well. There's a study that was published in Rolling Stone magazine last week. Country music singers and songs top the list of genres that reference drugs the most. Would you have thought that was the case? More country songs about drugs.
Surprising to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I mean, there are
more than rock stars, more than rappers. Yeah.
Yeah, that sing about weed. A lot of them sing about alcohol, but it surprises me, like, some of the harder drugs were mentioned.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought that was interesting. All right. So that's that story. Jake Owen. Is he a druggie or not?
I'm going to say, let's just stay innocent until proven guilty.
All right, good. Thank you. All right, so Jake with Old Dominion and Ray Lynn performing a free live concert just ahead of this year's CMA Music Festival, hosted by Pandora, which looks like it's going to be sold to SiriusXM. This is taking place Tuesday, June 6th at the Marathon Music Works in Nashville. How many people want to go?
Sure, you want to take me?
Yeah, I'd love to take you.
Let's go.
May 31st, Pandora unveils an artist curated Sounds Like Country mixtape. So what's likely to be in that? Let's see. Brent Cobb, Kip Moore, Tyler Farr, and Cam. Who's Cam?
Don't know yet. Probably a new artist.
Yeah.
A lot of times these free things will be, you know, all these new audience or new people trying to get a boost, basically.
Right. So that's happening on June the 6th, FYI. Cool. 28 past the hour.
Don't kick the dog. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Displacement is a fancy term that explains how we all have had a tendency at times to take things out on the wrong people. Consider the made-up example of the guy who gets yelled at by his boss, loses a client, and has an overall really bad day. But let's say he keeps all of that negativity inside without dealing with any of it in a healthy way. Then the moment he comes home, he finds out maybe that the dog spilled a little bit of water out of her bowl, so he kicks her. He kicks the dog. In other words, because he wasn't able to deal with his stress, he takes it out on his innocent dog. That's displacement. Now, I sure as heck hope no one out there ever kicks a dog, but I want you to be aware that displacement happens in more ways than that. It happens every time you take things out on loved ones, when the truth is, you're just struggling to deal with your own stress. Visit drchristianconti.com to learn how to deal with your stress in the healthiest way possible.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99, plus shipping and handling. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 6767. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and unique vases and accessories that mom will love, Pro Flowers has everything you need to get your Mother's Day shopping done for all the moms you know. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed or your money back. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days, starting at $19.99. And we'll include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is this Sunday, and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 6767. That's...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Kardashian show. I'm just along for the ride.
These people are really creative.
So it's amazing. I was listening to the ladies talk about the Kardashians during the last few minutes of the break here, whilst I was preparing for serious conversation about important
things. You were
things.
Eating breakfast.
Well, is that too? I can eat and think at the same time. Can't you eat and think at the same time?
No, I've really become a non-multitasker now. I'm
really?
In the moment, Doug. Yeah, you should feel the power of just doing one thing at a time.
No kidding. Yeah. I'm moving my mouth. I can move my
mouth.
I'm
going to go chew some gum right now. I'll be back.
And does it lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight?
Ew.
Ew. Well, let's talk. Let's create a sanctuary for thought here. You ready for this? This is the DJV Experience, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, creating a sanctuary for thought.
You know what a sanctuary is?
It's a place where you go by yourself, in a manner of speaking. So if you're in your car and you're listening, you don't have anybody else to contend with other than us, we come up with the ideas, you come up with a thought. Because there's a difference between ideas and thought. Once somebody drops an idea into your head, then you think about it, right? Isn't that what happens? Am I right or not? I was thinking while I was eating, actually, but the thoughts came from suggestions. At least what I was thinking here while I was eating has to do with this actor who's being investigated for blasphemy and the whole idea of what blasphemy is. I'm wondering out loud whether this would work here. And I connected to another conversation we were having in the last half hour because Victoria comes from Irish roots. And in Ireland, if you speak ill of religion or the church, it's considered blasphemy and it's against the law. So here is British actor Stephen Fry.
Why should I respect a capricious, mean-minded, stupid God who creates a world which is so full of injustice and pain?
I genuinely believe that the Catholic Church is not, to put it at its mildest, a force for good in the world.
Hmm.
Strong words.
Yeah, we could have a conversation about that here, and it would go any number of ways, and we might want to do that. In Ireland, however, he faces fines for violating the country's ban on blasphemy. So the Catholic Church obviously has a much deeper root there than it does here and or elsewhere. I don't know, even in Italy, you can say what you want about the Pope, and it's not illegal, right? I don't think it is.
I don't think it's not illegal.
I don't know what it is in Italy.
All right, so blasphemy is a strong, interesting word, actually. I remember once the fellow from Wichita, Reverend Fred Phelps. Remember him?
Mm-hmm.
He was the fellow that ran the Westboro Baptist Church that would go around to all the funerals of soldiers and talk about gay lifestyle and how this, that, and the other thing. And I had him on the program once. I don't know if you can find that clip or not. I don't know how the new things are organized there. But he referred to me, it was the first time actually I'd heard this for a long time. He referred to me as a loudmouth blasphemer.
Oh, we call you that on the breaks. Like, oh, is that loudmouth blasphemer back yet?
That makes me like you more.
Really? I'm a loudmouth blasphemer? Or
yes.
Because Fred Phelps said that about me?
Both.
Yeah. He was, short of me calling him a Jerkelberger, he's just an angry, nasty old man. And I don't know what's happened. His daughter took over after he croaked, and I don't know that she's made as much of an impact as he did. But anyway, that's the only time I've been called a blasphemer. Although I've had those thoughts. As a matter of fact, maybe people have said that of me because I make it very clear how I feel about organized religion. I have no use for it. I don't like it. I grew up in that world, and I still have great respect. One of the other things that I didn't talk about yesterday was the concert with Darlene Love and them singing gospel tunes, which there's not much in my wheelhouse that I like better than good gospel music. And the message of God and the message of goodness and the message of life has nothing to do, or it doesn't need to come, for me anyway, from some church, from some building, from some person who went to school to learn how to preach. I don't need that. Some people might, and that's fine. I don't criticize you for that. I just tell you I don't have any use for it myself. That's all. That's not blasphemous. Maybe you think it is, but I don't think it is. I just tell you that it happens for me that God doesn't need to be put into a box. God is everywhere and in everything. So there are two things here with Stephen Fry. One of them has to do with the denigration of God, and the other one has to do with the church itself. So talking about the denigration, or what kind of a God would lay on us war and pestilence and sickness and death. And I don't have a good answer, frankly, to that. I don't. Whether any of you do or not, I have strong feelings, and maybe I'm just looking at one side of it, or am I looking at something that's part of the lesson of life? See, the problem with all of this is we're trying to figure out something that we are not capable of figuring out. I think it's as simple as that. Is that an easy explanation? Does that make it easier for me to say I believe most everything is that's good in life is attributable to a force that's far stronger than we are. That's what's comfortable in my experience. It may not be comfortable in yours. It isn't comfortable in his, obviously. So then we get down to this business of freedom of thought. And obviously in Ireland, they don't have freedom of speech. And remember that Ireland and Scotland and England, part of the British Commonwealth, had no constitution. There are no bills. There is no Bill of Rights. And you are a subject of the Queen. And if the Queen says you are to be shot tomorrow at dawn, short of there being a trial, that could happen. It's not likely to happen, but the Queen is the all-important controlling factor in the British Isles. They have no constitution. So that's how stuff like this goes on in I think it's Scotland or England. Which was it? Was it Scotland or England, Kara? Do you remember what it said? I think it was Scotland, but I guess it's Irish. He was on Irish TV, so it's Ireland.
See, the other thing is, the other side to this, I don't think this would have been a big deal at all if this guy wasn't British. So this is also some people complaining because this is a British guy. They're all C of E. He's, or Church of England, and they, you know, that it's very anti-Catholic. And so anyone who's an Irish citizen watching who's a Catholic is going to be offended by this, rightfully so. But if this was maybe even an Irish person saying something against the Catholic Church, I don't know that it would have been as big of a deal as it is now.
Really?
Oh yeah. There's still a lot of beef between the British and the Irish. So.
Yeah. Right. You don't have to go. I don't know if you've been there. When I went to Belfast, what was it, about 4 years ago?
I've never been to the north.
I went to Belfast. I went to Dublin. I went to three or four in the week I was there. Three or four cities. Most of the time was spent in Dublin or in Belfast.
Mm-hmm.
And going into Belfast it reminded me of going into Berlin in 1966. The first time I ever went to Europe was with the Heidelberg Concert Choir, speaking of singing and church and stuff. And we went to the wall. And it was the most eerie thing I had experienced in my life to that point. And then when I went to Belfast and saw the gates that still were there and the fact that they close off parts of the city at night. So, I mean, there literally are 11 gates that go from one side of the city to the other. And at night, they close them. So that and you can look on the buildings, the buildings are all painted with on one side or the other, mostly on the Protestant side, of images of the bad Catholic dudes on the other side of the wall, other side of the bridge, other side of the gate. And it was just eerie to look at that and see that people have that much, but then wake up everybody. I guess that's what somebody said to me. I was in a group of about 20 people, and I started
saying... They said, wake up, everybody? Were you group sleeping?
Well, no, but wake up to what's going on in the Middle East, or anywhere where there is religion that causes differences. How many hundreds of thousands of people in Ireland died because they're either Catholic or Protestant, and the other side didn't like them because they were Catholic or Protestant? Just what Victoria has alluded to. And so it goes on.
Yeah.
And what we haven't had here in our country, we've had a war over slavery, but we've never had a war over religion because we don't have a state religion, whereas these other countries that have these problems have a state-sponsored religion. All the more reason to separate church from state, because if we get into, you go down that slippery slope, then you get into, you have to because the government says you have to, and there's a war that comes out of that. You can't tell people how to think like that. You can't.
Luckily, though, going back to the Ireland thing for a bit, the new generation, you know, people a little bit older than me and certainly everybody younger,
than me.
With the North and the Republic, it's... You know, my godmother lives not that far, and so she'll drive into Belfast for the afternoon and back, and it's just a very open...
What does
open...
she think of the gates?
She's never... I'll ask her. I've never heard her mention that. No. She just says it's so easy because everything's just so open
it's
now.
It's easy in the daytime. As soon as it gets dark, whoosh, close the gates.
I don't know that still happens.
Well, it was 4 years ago. I don't know either. But
yeah,
4 years
I don't
ago
know. I'll ask her.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Jennifer, you didn't have much to say there. Is that because you didn't have much to say?
Well, I was just listening to the conversation. I mean, I think Victoria with, I mean, I have relatives in Ireland too, but I think Victoria is more closely tied to hers. Mm-hmm. And as far as religious statements, I mean, I think as long as you're not condescending, I think people get in trouble when they make comments about people's religion, when they become condescending that they know one thing better than the other, I think.
Do you think I sound condescending?
Sometimes, yeah, I think that's why sometimes you get in trouble because you go, ugh. Organized religion, ugh. And it's just so decisive on something that's so personal to
someone.
That's
how I feel.
Well, I know that's how you feel. No, you can say how you feel.
I don't say other people are stupid because they feel that way.
No, but you get to say how you feel, and then you have to own that other people get to respond in the same way. When you're talking about something sensitive and you're being that strident about something that I think is really, really personal to people, probably the most personal thing you could say to someone is to attack what they believe in or at least make them feel like you're doing that. But, you know, I mean, we all get to say it. That's the beautiful thing about living here is we all get to say what we think.
Is it not that people could be overly sensitive to it? And that
that's
when
not for you
say
to say. Are you overly sensitive to it? I mean, that's the thing.
I actually think I am. Yeah, I do actually think I am overly sensitive, not only to the criticism that comes my way when I say what I think, but to those who try to instill, who try to define me. By something that I've said like this, i.e., I'm a godless hypocrite or whatever things, I'm a blasphemer, when in fact I'm not. You probably will never run into anybody who believes more in God than I do.
You have a thing against organized religion.
I think organized religion has created pretty much all of the problems the planet has ever seen in terms of people
but
getting
I
along
will,
with people.
And I don't disagree
and,
with you.
But
I,
there has been much good, if that's... there's been
no,
much
that's not what I was going to say. I know you're good. You try to read my mind a lot, but you're really wrong. What I was going to say is, every single thing that you have knocked organized religion for, saying things like, you know, you don't need, essentially, you know, a middleman to God, and all the things that you have said, you are describing my faith, which is Quakerism, and that's exactly how our organized religion is run. We don't have a middleman. There are no, you know,
ministers.
Rituals. There's no minister. There's nothing. And so you are essentially knocking my religion, which is an organized religion. So you're not really accurate when you're saying all organized religions are X, Y, and Z, because it's not. It's not true.
I don't know. I don't claim to be always right. There's a Quaker meeting house across the street from where I live.
You should go check that out sometime, my friend.
I have. And
see what I did there with friend?
Doesn't appeal. Yeah, thank you very much.
How does it not appeal to literally do everything you say that you like about spirituality? It's that with a group of people in the same,
really,
of the same mindset.
My experience has been, even though there is no minister, that there is a sort of preaching going on. Maybe it's just I'm uncomfortable. I'm just uncomfortable, period, with that stuff. I'd rather think on my own, have my own beliefs and not tell me, have people say, this is what you are. And the day I went over there.
But Quakers don't ever say that.
Well,
in this is what you're supposed to believe in.
It was I felt an air of superiority around them. And I may have been my own insecurity. That happens a lot, you know. Part of people's read on things. There's nothing here that says this person is perfect by any stretch of the imagination. But isn't it refreshing to go back to what I said as we got started here a few minutes ago, that we've created a sanctuary for thought, that we all have our ability to express ourselves, and thank God for that. 10 before the hour.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
About the business of technology. It's Tech Talk time, 53 past the hour. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan to run through a couple of important tech stories. Brought to you by the folks at ZipRecruiter.com. ZipRecruiter. I tried that last week, I think, though, right? Didn't I? And
possibly.
I think I heard Miles say, please stop. All right, so I won't sing. I'm singing the praises, though, in a manner of speaking, of ZipRecruiter, don't you think? As we talk about how to use this fabulous site to find somebody that you need to hire for your business. You want the best candidate for your job. And it's so easy to post at ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. It doesn't cost anything. So why not do it? Do it now while you're thinking about it. When you go to the office, there are all kinds of social media networks you can go to. There are job sites galore. So you'd like to make it easy for yourself, right? And with one click, you'll get onto all of these job sites and all the social media to find the right candidate wherever he or she may be. One post, watch the qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's what you can find out if you use it. If you don't use it, you'll never know. Use it or lose it, as they say. So, all right. Post your job on ZipRecruiter free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. It's the style of the time. All right, you ready? One more time for emphasis or emphasis. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. All right, so I've now, Victoria, taken to Instagram as I've now become a little more active and people connecting to me. I spent quite a bit of time on my son's Instagram account the other day, and I sent him a note because I'm going out there next week. Brendan, let's spend a couple of hours talking about what's on your Instagram account. because I don't know a lot of the things. I think I know my son pretty well, but there are a lot of images I saw there that I didn't know or understand. So he said, Dad, that'd be great. It won't take a couple of hours, but let's go for it. So anyway, in a focus, Instagram has turned out to be a big supporter for those people who are challenged. And Victoria, you can explain a little more about that, if you will.
Yeah, well, this kind of started in December this past year. A Brooklyn-based filmmaker named Elise Fox posted a trailer for her latest work called Convos with Friends, and she posted this on Instagram. And the piece, which she had called her most personal yet, addressed her struggles with depression, which up until that point she really had kept to herself. She hadn't shared it publicly. And immediately after posting the trailer, she received a direct message from a girl in Paris, then another woman in London, and it just started to snowball. Everyone felt like they connected with this piece of work, and they all started sharing their struggles with depression or various mental health issues. And so as a result to her, as a response to her film, Instagram, which really has done a great job of attaching themselves to social causes that are really important to their users. So what they did was they started a new campaign called #HereForYou. And it unites all these different stories, and it aims to create a supportive community for anyone who's affected by mental illness. The nice thing what Instagram's also done, instead of leaving them vulnerable to sharing these personal stories and then just sort of leaving them out, you know, to the wolves, they also have lots of new tools where you can turn off comments so you don't have to see any negative trolls making fun of you for sharing, you know, what's going on with your life. They also have anonymous reporting tools for people who are being abusive. So Instagram did it the right way, and they're getting a lot of praise from this community. And it's really nice to see that it's not a perfect system, but they are definitely taking a really big step in the right direction.
Good. All right, so that's cool. Next, would you like to have lunch with Tim Cook?
Would you?
So who's Tim Cook? Yeah, actually, I would find him quite – I want to actually use the same word twice in the same sentence. I'm starting a movement with somebody who's – helping me to be a facilitator at corporate gatherings. And I would like to, and by doing that, I will interview people who are running companies for the benefit of folks that work there who want to find more out about the CEO or the boss, and he's a little reluctant or she's reluctant to have that meeting. So in this circumstance, you want to meet with Apple CEO Tim Cook? Yeah, I'd like to do that. How do you do that?
Well, you can bid on it. It's an auction, and it's a fundraising service called Charity Buzz. They're accepting bids where you can have lunch with Tim Cook at the new Apple Park is it Cupertino, California?
Yes.
Is that the right town?
Yeah.
It's their brand new campus, and it's going to be all solar powered, and you get to have lunch with him. The bid is currently at $345,000. So if you have an extra $350,000, you might get lunch with Tim Cook.
There you go. I think I'll pass. Thanks very much, though, for the opportunity. 59 past the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.